Morning watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 1. Living in the reality of God's eternal economy for its fulfillment, by building up a habit of exercising our spirit, fanning our God-given spirit into flame. Friday, related verses. Acts 14:22. Establishing the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. 1 Peter 2:25. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Psalm 23:1-6. Jehovah is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of rest. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of my days. Related reading. Man's soul is composed of his mind, emotion, and will. To establish the souls of the disciples is to establish them in their mind, that they may know and understand the Lord and the things concerning him. In their emotion, that they may love the Lord and have a heart for the Lord's interest. And in their will, that they may be strong to remain with the Lord and do the things that please the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7 is very interesting. Three items are mentioned: power, love, and sober-mindedness. This is because the soul completely surrounds our spirit. Since the soul is composed of three parts, the mind, emotion, and will, the spirit is not mentioned with one, two, or four items, but with three. The spirit is surrounded by three parts of the soul. Therefore, each of these three parts must be related to the spirit in a proper way. First, our will has to be subdued by the spirit in order to become submissive. A spirit of power means that the will must be first subdued and then submissive to the spirit. Sometimes we describe a certain person by his strong will. Actually, we are using the wrong expression to describe that person. He is not a strong will, but a hard, stubborn one. Our will can become strong and powerful only under the control of the Spirit. Whenever a believer becomes a martyr, he is strong. He has a strong will because at that time his will is completely submissive to the Spirit. When our will is subdued and becomes submissive to the Spirit, it becomes strong and powerful. Then we will truly have a spirit of power. However, many times when the Spirit subdues our will and makes it submissive to the Lord, we then become very cold. Therefore, we need love as a balance. We not only need a spirit of power, but also a spirit of love. Even though our will is submissive, if we do not have a spirit of love, it is very easy for us to be cold toward others. We will even be critical of them, condemning them because they are so rebellious. We must balance our spirit of power with the spirit of love. Our spirit has to be both of power and of love. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, his will was submissive to the Spirit, and he was obedient to the Father. Therefore, his spirit was very strong, but it was also continually full of love. He had not only a strong spirit, but one of love. He was very balanced. His spirit toward Satan, the evil one, was very strong and powerful, but toward the sinners and publicans, his spirit was full of love and sympathy. Here is real balance. Love is a matter of the emotion. After we become emotional, we need to be balanced again. Now we must have a spirit of sober-mindedness. Love alone causes us to be foolish and blind and will even bring us into darkness. Therefore, we must be so balanced that we will not love foolishly, but clearly, properly, and soberly with a sound mind. Therefore, to deal with the spirit is not a matter of dealing with the spirit itself, but with all the parts of the soul which surround it. A spring itself is pure, but the water may flow through sulfur or salt. The passage through which the water flows is the problem. If our mind is wrong, our spirit could never be right. When our will or emotion are wrong, our spirit could never be right. So we must deal with all these parts of the soul. The will has to be subdued, the emotion has to be balanced, and the mind has to be sober or sound. Then the spirit will be powerful, loving, and sober. Thus, we see how these three parts of the soul are related to the exercise of the spirit.